Cross country team and the Central Girls winning their second 4A Girls State Championship in 3 years over the weekend in Sheridan. Four placers in the top eight dominating the field. We've got the head coach, Sean Wild, joining us here on the program. And Sean, that's a heck of a performance that your team, the girls, had all season long. Congratulations on the state championship, and had to be pretty proud of what they accomplished on Saturday in Sheridan, right?
Yeah, it's great when you got a group of seniors like that to go out on top their senior year.
I mean, to have four runners in the top eight like you did, I'm sure, you know, every one of those girls would like to have had that individual title and just come up short. But to have four in the top eight, I mean, you don't see domination like that too often, especially at the higher classes. So what really went into that, do you think?
You know, those girls, they were dedicated from their freshman year once they kind of caught the bug of really enjoying to run, you know, and they were all there, like, by the sophomore year, because Emma Brownell, she moved to us from Utah, you know. Once they all got together, they just fell in love with running more, and all that time and hard work that they got to run together, and it just, you know, evolved from that.
At what point in this season did you start to get the sense that this was possible?
Well, it was kind of hard during the season because we kept running into, like, somebody missing for, like, something else, whether it be sickness or an injury or even just some other big school event that they just couldn't miss. And it wasn't until, you know, really that Thornton meet, like, 2 weeks right before regionals, where we got to have our full squad run together, where we'd been going back and forth with Laramie, who got second and was our biggest competition this season, where we beat them pretty handily. And, you know, it was at that moment where it was just like, hey, you know, we got a pretty good squad here. We have a real good chance of going up the state here in a few weeks and taking the title.
When you have talent like that up and down your roster, how much does that competition, I mean, is there competition within the team even to see who can finish ahead of who and all that kind of stuff? Yeah, they're running for the greater good and the team goal, but having that competition inside the team has to be pretty good, right?
Oh, absolutely. And especially since in cross country and just running in general, you do different types of workouts. Like a workout, you'll be focusing more on, like, the slightly faster aspect, and another part of practice where you're working on the more of the aerobic, being able to last the 4 or 3 miles for the race. And so, you know, each kid has their skill set that's more geared toward that. And so when you have somebody who's having just an off day, or it's more of their style of a workout and they're beating somebody that they don't normally beat, that person starts, you know, second guessing themselves. And so, you know, it's like, that's the whole part of coaching, is just like reminding the kiddos, hey, you know, we're working on this together. We're here working out all together so that we can make each other better.
Sean, I'm curious, do you ever have to mix things up practice-wise? Because, listen, I know the commitment that these young ladies put in is probably pretty great, but even, you know, practicing and running and all that can maybe get a little monotonous at times. So do you mix things up practice-wise to maybe make some things fun sometimes and stuff when it, you maybe sense that it does get a little, you know, tedious at times?
We've actually kind of become known around the state for the as the Frisbee team, because occasionally for practice and at meets, we always bring a ultimate Frisbee. And, you know, at practice, we play games of ultimate Frisbee when in between workouts.
So, okay. Is it like you actually get the game going? You line up and have teams and all that kind of stuff and play the ultimate Frisbee game? Or do you, like, run and just toss the Frisbee around? So how does that work? How does that go?
We legitimately play the game. We'll run to a park, like usually Lions Park or Myler Park, and we'll do all our plyos and we'll do all our strides, and then I will break the kids up in teams. And, you know, the past couple of years since we've had a real big squad, I've broken us up into four teams, and so we'll have two games going on, and whoever the winners will play each other, and the people that, you know, don't score enough points, they'll play each other.
Do the teams differ ever, or do you keep the same teams?
I change it up every practice.
Okay, I was just making sure if you had one team that was just dominating more so than the others.
Well, there's a few kids I have to make sure aren't on the same team, otherwise it would be too dominant, but for the most part it's pretty equal all the time.
So you would put your cross country / ultimate Frisbee team up against anybody, all class in the state of Wyoming?
Absolutely.
Who's the best ultimate frisbee player on the team?
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Ooh, I would have to say it was Dalton Stoddard on our team this year.
Okay. Very cool. I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, the kids probably love that as it kind of breaks up. And I'm not saying, you know, that it's boring or anything, but the monotonous practices and stuff where you're just, you know, you're running all the time at long distances, it's got to be a lot of fun for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, running is grueling. I mean, they're essentially choosing to cause themselves large quantity of pain.
Yeah,
I hear you on that one. That's usually not the recipe that I want to go through, but sometimes it's necessary, I guess.
Your top finisher this past weekend was Aubrey Frenthaway. It's the second time that she's finished second at the state, and she was also first as a sophomore. You know, she's not just good for the state. I mean, she's running some high-level meets around the region. How would you describe, you know, Aubrey as an athlete and what she's meant to this program the last couple of years?
You know, with the first couple of years that I had with Aubrey, you know, I had a hard time really kind of figuring out what I could do to break her down so that I could help her improve the most. And that was mostly because everything I kept throwing at her, you know, she kept conquering it. And so she's really tough. She's a tough gal. She's pretty gritty. I mean, when something kind of like seems like it's unbreakable to her, she's still going to try to just break it down. I put a mountain in front of her. She climbs it and, you know, laughs as she's going down it.
That's great. Sean, it was certainly a pleasure talking with you. Outstanding job this year. Four in the top eight. You had Aubrey Frenthaway, as Jeremiah mentioned, Claudia Miller, Emma Brownell, and Faith Meredith in the top eight. Outstanding season. We appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
No problem. All right. Bye-bye.